لله الحمد لله، ثم الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، محمد نزل الله صلوات ربنا وسلامه عليه. وبعد، this is going to be our second edition of our تذكرة online. Possibly we hope to improve, maybe take the level of Zoom, whereby it's going to be more direct. But for today, inshallah, I want to run this on WhatsApp audio as we did the last one. And it appealed to me to talk about Ibadat al-Khalwa, the worship of seclusion. And then it appealed to me to talk about that because we are in a partial lockdown or a full lockdown, whatever the case may be. And this has given us a lot of time on our hands. That we can utilize for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word there in that sentence, ibadat al-khalwa, ibadat comes from ibadah. We know what that means. Worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ifrad Allah bi af'alina, worship Allah, singling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship with our actions, our statement. It applies to كل ما يحب الله ويرضاه من الأقوال والأعمال هو الأفعال ظاهرا وباطنا. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, then if he commands something, he loves it. Whether it is compulsory or mustahab, whether it is whether they are statements or actions, whether they are apparent or they are in our hearts. This is what worship means. Khalwa means seclusion from the Arabic word khala, to be empty. خلا يخلو خلوة. خلوة linguistically بمعنى الانفراد، وإذا أضيف إلى آخر فيكون الانفراد والاجتماع معه. When we use the Arabic word خلا, خلوة, it means for somebody to be alone, to be secluded. But at times it may be used with another person, like Muslim Allah said, لا يخلو رجل بمرأة أو كما قال إلا وشيطان ثالثهما. A man and a woman will not be alone in seclusion except that the third person will be shaitan. So in this case, when we say خلا رجل بالله, the man was alone in seclusion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it means for one to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and within this context, we want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in seclusion, alone. So when we talk about, when we define this way, I infiradu shakhsin bi rabbihi, for one to be alone in seclusion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an act of worship. What is the rule on this? The scholars who compiled the Kuwaiti encyclopedia, the Kuwaiti fiqh encyclopedia, a popular book among scholars, say that asluhu ajawaz wa qul yakun mustahabban. The rule, the base rule, that it is permissible for one to be alone is permissible, but it can be rewardable, mustahab, not wajib. Mustahab means something that if you do, you get rewarded. If you don't do it, there's no sin on you. إِذَا كَانَ لِلذِّكْرِ وَالْعِبَادَةِ. If one secretion is for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then بَهْرَبَ الذِّكْرِ, mention the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or worship, then this is mustahab. One may express a little bit of surprise that isn't this the khalwa that Sufis talk about? We'll talk about this briefly, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, after I've explained the evidences for jurists saying that it is mustahab. Min al-adilla, of the evidences, number one, is that the Messenger of Allah loved, hubbiba ilayhi, and al-khalwa fi ghayri hira, qabla al-bi'tha. Before he became a prophet, he used to go to the cave of Hira, that cave far above Makkah, and he would be in seclusion worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One may contend that, but this was nullified by prophethood. So we respond to the second evidence, whereby Allah's Messenger, as I said, that on the day of the election, سَبَعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ تَحْتَ ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّهُ إِلَّا ذِلُّهُ, that seven people will be shielded with Allah's shield on the day that there is no shield except Allah's shield. And he mentioned amongst them, said, رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. A man who remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was mentioning the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ, and he shed tears out of his remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the narration said, min khashyati Allah, he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was struck with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that his eyes, he wept. It was the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there, so this evidence shows that yes, it is allowed. Imam Nawawi said in his Sharh of Sahih Muslim, volume 2, page 198, he said, al-khulwatu, being in seclusion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sha'nu s-salihin, it is the affairs of the good people, wa ibadat al-arifin, it is the worship of those who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we are aware of the shafahat of the Sufiya, the khurafat, the myths and the false stories that the Sufis, extremist Sufis, concoct around this. Whereby a person will go into seclusion, they will say some of them do not come out except in a year. What is a bid'ah? The Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't recommend this. The khalwa we are talking about can be a minute, can be 2 minutes. And it must not in any way affect our normal act of ibadah, our salah. Somebody goes in seclusion for an entire year, he will not pray jama'ah, he will not pray jama'ah, he will not pray eid. So there's no doubt about this bid'atun mughallaba, a very big bid'ah. So also you hear stories of, I heard one of Ava in Dasalati. Those who know Ilori would know of an area called Odiafanda. The person who narrated this incident was also a Sufi person, Sheikh Shadil. He was saying that this particular Sufi saint went into seclusion in the forest so much so that his hair became unkempt and his nails were like that of a beast. And then a hunter who finally saw him and brought him back to civilization, that found that told the hunter that for near seeing him, he will not enter a fight. This is, false, more like a myth. So this is not what we're talking about. I mean, ordinarily you are not supposed to be secluded even for somebody who has to go out and work. Work is important. If you have to fend, it is compulsory on the man to fend for his wife. It's not just a societal obligation or social convention. It's compulsory on the man to fend for his to provide for his wife and his children. It's wajib. This is nonsense. If I want to go into tradition of a month, of a week, and they will not attend Juma, attend Salah. So also the Tabligh have khirafat, they have myths of this nature. In fact, the Jama'a Tabligh, when you look critically at them, are a Sufi movement. If you find some of this also, there was a story, one of them said that a person enters a Christian for a number of years, 70 or 80 years or so. So who sent him on this type of... And the funny thing, he said when this man came out of seclusion, he saw a woman's chest, and then all the ibadah of 70 or so years became nullified. So if they are attempts to drag people into piety with false narrations and fabrications are well known. So we are not talking about this Sufi type of khalwa. Or the Tablighi type of khalwa, you're saying that there should be in the life of a Muslim moments with which he would be alone with his Creator. And probably more easier that we are not going out now. For some of us, even our morning adhkar, they're a bit difficult to do because we will be in a hurry to get to the office as early as possible, given the Lagos traffic and some other things. There are no sufficient moments for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even if it's the morning adhkar, now that we're not going anywhere, and we sit down, take our time, read the adhkar one after the other, think about the meaning, and have a hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept the rewards that are in those adhkar. We can have an assignment. We can take our Islam Muslim or fortress or citadel and look at the adhkar al-sabah wal-masah, the remembrance of Allah in the morning and the evening, the invocations of the morning and the evening, and check their meaning so that we understand what we are really saying when we're saying those things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. So we'll talk about the worship of khalwa. There are two. And then Ivaz in Surah Al-Imran seems to combine the two of them. Allah says, "Alladina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa 'ala junubihim." Those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting, and even when they are lying down. This verse, some bring it into guidance to say that we should stand up for adhkar, stand up for dua. It is bogus. So they would only mention "Alladina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman." Those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing. Allah was not. This is not an instruction. It's a description. Either it's an insha'an bal khabar. It is a description of how the pious people are. أي الصالحون كانوا يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا. Those who are pious remember Allah SWT in all their أحوال, in all their states, whether they are standing, sitting, or they are lying down. ذكر. Not this, the first ibadah day is what? ذكر. And the second one, ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض. And then they think, they introspect, they think about, cogitate, serious meditation about the creation of the heavens and the earth. And they will say, رَبَّنَا O our Lord, مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. You have not created this in falsehood. You have not created this in jest. سُبْحَانَكَ glorified are you. فَكِينَ عَظَمَ النَّارِ. Protect us from the hellfire. So you have dhikr there, and you have tafakkur. Dhikr, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and tafakkur, thinking about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will make us appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us. So you have verses of the Quran that talks about tafakkur fi khalqi Allah. I'll go back to tafakkur later. Another verse is Surah Al-Jathiyah. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. In these you have signs for those who think, who meditate on the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Russia, you have Allah saying, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ لَلْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. Don't they look at the creation of the camel? Don't they look at, and you have, this is a recurrent theme in the Quran. Go into the earth and see how we have created the heavens and the earth. So we have been commanded to do tafakkur, to think deeply about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So also remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So go about the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama say we have the general one, al-am, unak khas, and then the specific. The general one is whenever you remember, you mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we say dhikr, of course, it's not, it doesn't mean remembrance like that. It means invocation, really. It means invocations. So, and it may be because you, even what we are doing now, discussing issues of the deen, is meant to be dhikr. Is meant to be dhikr. The Quran is meant to be dhikr. All mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani as-sana'u alayhi, wa du'a'uhu, wa shukruhu, wa tu'hiduhu, all these to affirm the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to even call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all these are deemed to be dhikr in the general sense. However, you have the specific sense that based on this one, that you remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that created you, did all this favor for you. It will make us mention him, insha'u thana'i bima taqaddam, to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our tongue. Even Allah says, "Asu wada dhikr wa ma ta'abbana na sha'i bilavdihi." The basis of dhikr is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made an act of worship by us, pronouncing it, glorifying him. So when I'm talking about the ibadah of ibadah al-khalwa, that which is what I'm saying in essence, that we should spare moments in this period where we have time on our hands, and then think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meditate about the greatness of this creator who created all the things we can see and those we cannot. So also to remember Allah, to invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our azkar al-sabah, the azkar of the morning, the azkar of the evening. A lot of la ilaha illallah, a lot of subhanallah, a lot of istighfar, and so on and so forth. Tongues, as brought Ibn Rajab in his Jamil al-Ulum, that Masjid of Allah said, لا يزال لسانك غطبا من ذكر الله. Let your tongue be always wet with remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At all moments, in all periods, in all circumstances. As the verse I mentioned in Surah Al-Imran said, الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا فقنا عذاب النار.